Welcome to the GGB Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we focus on Andrew Cardinaux, the founder and chief technology officer for VizExplorer, on how the data analytics is a fast-growing and important part of the casino industry. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. It's not a stretch to call Andrew Cardinaux a visionary in the gaming industry. Cardinaux was one of the first to realize the possibility for data that casinos have collected for a couple of decades now. He says the depth of this information makes the gaming industry a leader in data analytics field. As the chief technology officer and the founder of VizExplorer, Cardinaux has created many different programs and platforms for casinos to use to improve their fiscal performance on the casino floor. He spoke to me from his offices in San Diego in March. I have a friend in town, he's heard your name. We can go. Andrew Cardinaux, thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. I'm glad we could finally get a chance to sit down and talk together, even though we're not in person. I've admired your work with the industry for many years, and as things are changing so rapidly, it's good to finally talk to you about what's going on.
Fantastic to be here, Roger, and I'm honored to have this time to talk about the industry and what's happening and the things that I'm doing and that we're doing in that industry.
So let's look backward for a second here. For many years, casinos were very, very in touch with their players. They knew who their players were. They had junkets. They had VIP hosts and casino hosts and, direct mail that was very, very successful. But, a lot of changed over the past decade, and analytics are really such an important part of knowing your player these days. Why has that done that over the past 10 years or so?
The way the industry has adapted to analytics is something that we all should be proud of. I mean, we're a leading industry in analytics, and when you think about what is a gaming facility, it always brings me back to one of my good friends, a GM at a casino in Tunica, and he said to me, "We're like this collection of small businesses. We've got food and beverage, we've got hotel, we've got gaming, we've got different kinds of gaming, and that collection has grown. So now people are adding their Facebook presence and their email communications, and they're adding all these other pieces to this bigger and bigger collection of what really are a collection of small businesses all wired together around a central kind of gaming core. And that drives a need to be able to be fully informed about our customers. And so we're an industry have got a greater need to bring data together in real time than any other industry that I know of. And so today, you think about what it is to be a host. If you're a host, if you're a player development and you're hosting a customer and you don't understand, their gaming experience and their hotel particulars and their kind of frequency of communication plus all the offers, and then be able to take that over into other areas of data. Maybe you're bringing in social, maybe you're bringing in the email communication. If you don't have a complete picture, you're not giving that customer the right kind of service.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And so a good player development person, because it's all about people at the end of the day, getting into their hands all of that data and all that capability and the ability to record it, that has made us stronger as an industry.
Yes.
And giving our players the experience they want.
No question.
So we as an industry, that's right, it's amazing. We as an industry, we have a greater need, I think, and there's also more value in doing it. There's real value in having a great customer experience.
That's true. So tell us about how VizExplorer came to be. What was the inspiration behind that and how you've worked up to what you are today?
Well, when I founded the company, I set out with a goal of being able to never have to build another data warehouse again. And it's kind of a bit of a joke because it's what I was doing for many years.
Right.
But to leverage the technology platforms that are out there to bring together all the data in real time and provide people like that player development person, like that marketing person, like that instant chat, or maybe that slot technician, or maybe that hotel point of the hotel check-in area, with real-time data about the entire business. But rather than start by telling everybody that, we put in place the infrastructure, and it's called our integration hub, to allow all that data to come together. But it started with one particular valuable use case, which I, you know, have a deep passion for, and that's gaming optimization. So we used the data infrastructure we put in place for this one application. We proved the value of having that real-time data, of having all the data about gaming machines so I can understand what games people like. And if someone likes Game King, now what other games they like? It's probably all the other video pockets. But you know, if someone likes this game, what other games they like, or what games do my new players like, or how are my preferences for games changing? And we really tackled a lot of those hard questions. And by the way, we're still doing it. And we just solved one of the hardest questions that I've worked on in gaming, which is, you know, if I bring a new game onto the floor, taking out participation and all the other costs and everything associated with it, what is the incremental revenue from that game? And when I mean incremental, if it's drawn play from other games, how much of it is truly incremental to the casino?
Right.
And we've solved the math behind that, and we're really proud of it. That's continued. But once we had that infrastructure in place, we said, well, with that data, what can we then do? You know, what are the other big challenges for the industry? And we then tackled marketing. So we have automated and sophisticated marketing tools to automate your monthly mailer, as well as to be able to start doing real-time marketing responses. And then we tackled player development and then, you know, handling the slot dispatch. So we've taken on different areas of the business. So think of it as you go to each business unit and you're dealing with each business unit, you're saying to them, and by the way, you can now get a complete picture of the entire business. I could give you my favorite story if you like.
Sure, let's hear it.
Yeah, my favorite story is one from the downstream casino, and there was a podcast, and they were talking about it. Actually, I think it was a live cast, and they were talking about, the general manager was talking about it, head of player development was talking about it, I should say. And he said he had this bus driver that was, obviously everyone thought he was really good with people and everything else, but they described him as not being the most computer savvy. Well, using our HostViz technology that does give you the visibility to all that data in real time, after about 3 months being there, he was given a substantial financial reward. I won't say how much, I do know, but I won't say how much, for being the number one host. And it was because he's exactly the right kind of person skills, you know, the EQ, to be able to go out there and be a fantastic play development person. But what he didn't have before was the data. And actually, I hear that, and that was, I think that was almost 18 months ago, but I hear he remains one of their best hosts.
Yeah.
What an incredible story of change, where you can take somebody who was, you know, driving the bus, which is not a, you know, which is a great job, but make them incredibly successful. I just imagine him taking home that check to his family, saying, you know, here's what I've done. They would have been in shock.
Yeah, no question about that. So one of your core products is you call it operational intelligence. Explain what that is and how you apply it in the casino setting.
So when you think about, you know, what is sort of a play on the words business intelligence to operational intelligence, and it's something that I particularly love to pioneer, because when I look at use cases and it's a use case which is analytics, you show somebody some data and say, here, look, here's your data. And when I say you show, one shows, the technology allows people to see and understand their data in different ways. It is an incredibly powerful thing and very important, and I'm a huge believer in it. But then they say, well, what do I do with it? Say, well, you could optimize your marketing programs. You could optimize your gaming decisions. You could improve your service times on your machines. They say, well, exactly how do I do that? And that's where the operational intelligence comes in. Operational intelligence takes all of that data that's flowing into your business intelligence environment, makes it real time, and puts it in the hands of frontline operational people to action the the intelligence you're getting out of your deep understanding of the data. And, you know, the example of the host, the player development host, now that person, the host, has all of the data that he or she needs, plus sitting behind it is deep analytics on what's driving the business. Uh-huh. It brings both of those two things together. And it's really driven, operational intelligence has really driven Biz Explorer's business to different levels. You know, we have a huge deployment base now. I think we counted them the other day of 1,300. A product for us is a single area of the unit of a business, like, for example, a casino takes on our slot dispatch tooling or our gaming floor analysis tooling, and that's one product. And we have over 1,300 product deployments now. And I look at that incredible success and that huge growth, and it's driven because not only do we let you see the data and answer some of those really hard technical questions and business intelligence questions, but we also give you the tools to act on it.
So explain
the results of those actions.
Explain some of the areas of the casino that you impact with your OI tools and the products you present with Biz Explorer.
It's a great question. Thanks, Roger. And we're really aggressive about taking on other areas. And actually, what I'd like to do is to start with two of the new things we're doing, then go back to the four kind of main core ones, if I can do it backwards, if you like.
Yep.
We're doing two really, really exciting new initiatives at Biz Explorer. And the first one is called, it's a partnership with Every. The development name is called Every Biz. I'm sure the marketing department is going to change it on us, but for now, just think of it as a joint product between Biz Explorer and Every.
Okay.
Where we're using the ATM data to build information that's really valuable for casinos, not by just giving casinos information about, you know, general market information about the performance of ATM or the use of ATM. But we're actually taking the casino's database and matching it using very sophisticated machine learning and artificial intelligence programming. We're matching it to that debit card transaction information, because the debit card transaction information held at Every is completely anonymous.
Uh-huh.
To give us a probabilistic match. So this person that I found in the casino database, and I know that who they are because they're in the casino database, I can match them up and to the person in the ATM data and say, this is likely to be this person. Maybe it's 85 or 95% accurate match to that person. So it's not 100%. But then I get to understand their wallet.
Uh-huh.
So now when, let's say, Roger, I'm using your name, Roger, say, Roger, you visit a casino. Now as you come in, I can understand, I can see in the data how you're withdrawing ATM data through your gaming experience. And that allows you to back into how much cash were you likely to have bought into the property and how much did you take out. That's a really, really powerful measure of a customer.
That is.
And we've added that to our arsenal. But instead of just stopping there, and this is where operational intelligence comes into it, in the partnership with Every, we're actually going to the next step and saying, as a player development person, when you're talking with your players, you'll get a probabilistic and highly accurate model of what that player's wallet position is when they both come and leave the casino.
Mm-hmm.
As a marketing person, when you're segmenting your customers now, you're going to be able to segment them based on knowledge of their spending behavior that you've never, ever had before in the industry, and be able to change your monthly mailer. Or as a slot person, you know, you're doing the director of slots or the VP of gaming or something, is looking at the slot analysis, you ask questions like, how do people change their spending behavior based on, is it money they won from the game when a jackpot, or is it money they withdrew from an ATM, or is it money they bought into the property when they stepped in the door?
Right.
Now, these are data sets we've not had before. And each one of them, we've enabled the people, the operators, to use them a different way. So every Biz, please, you know, that name is going to change, but for now, let's just run with the name Every Biz. Every Biz is powerful in the data that it offers, but it's more powerful in that we're giving it the operational tooling to let you understand and act on it. We're also digging into that data in a really deep way using some very, very sophisticated clustering, taking the casino's data and kind of amalgamating it with the Everi data. So for each property, we'll give them a kind of a classification. So it's completely anonymous. They'll never know which other casinos people are going to or how much money they're spending in other casinos or anything like that. But they'll get a classification of the kind of behavior that customer has and their other ATM purchases, other ATM withdrawals.
I see.
And so that's an example of taking data and making it operational. A second new product that we have, and Roger, you asked me a very big question. We have a lot going on there.
No,
it's going to take me a little bit to get through that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
the second product we've taken on is this product is a partnership with Open Wager. It's a very, very exciting area for me to get into, and I see social data. I see it as being something that every casino has to have. You just ask the question, you know, do you need Facebook?
Right.
Like, well, you know what? Some crazy number of people use Facebook, and I think the number is something like 80% of North American consumers use it every day. It's really, really high usage. And we're engaging with those customers, and we need a way to do it as a casino operator. Well, what better way than to provide a Facebook game, a social game, that's branded to your casino? So, whatever the casino is, here's a game that is your game. It's branded to your casino. It's in Facebook. Oh, and by the way, it's on a mobile device as well. And by the way, they share common social points. But it's your data and your information and your customer base.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's important for me about social today, I mean, this will change, I think, but what's important for me about social today is it's a channel for communication. I don't think of it as a huge revenue opportunity. It would be great if it was. I mean, of course, the social gaming is, worth about $4.5 billion a year, the people in North America, the people spend on it. But the ability to be able to engage with my consumers, my customers, in a gaming experience, in a social environment, that's what we're doing with Open Wager. And, of course, we go back into our tooling to say, now I'm sitting as the VP of marketing, how can I market to my people differently knowing their social behavior, knowing they've engaged with me on my social platform and my social games? And as a host for player development, you say, well, here I am as a host. I know I can see that Roger's just logged into the social app. I can see he's playing in my online casino because I own the data, and I being the casino operator. So we're building this integrated real-time data environment around the online social experience. We're really excited about it, and we see that as being quite different to how other social games work, where the customer belongs to somebody else. It's not, you don't have complete ownership over them, and this is giving the ownership of the casino and the branding of the casino to that casino so you can really drive your social interactions and your social engagements.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGaming Player delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGaming Player uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks and mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
One of the services that I've seen on your website and in your literature is profit optimization. Obviously, everybody wants to optimize their profits. So tell us what that entails and how does it balance costs and revenue against each other?
In the end, we're in this game, in the game of running a business.
Right.
And so all throughout our tooling, we do profit optimization. Every part of it, we think about how do we drive incremental revenue. And I'll use this opportunity to bring in kind of the different product areas, a little bit, the four main product areas we have. And I'm going to start with as a our first product is called CampaignViz, and CampaignViz is designed to allow you to optimize the profit in your monthly mailer. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite an interesting problem. It's a hard problem to get a monthly mailer out the door every year. Every month,
right.
I should say. It was Freudian. It's a hard problem to get your monthly mailer out the door every month. And there's a lot of work in it, and there's a tremendous amount of work in the analytics, and yet that's not good enough. Our customer base is changing dramatically. 1 year to the next, we see enormous amount of change in behavior, new games, new offerings, social environments, all these things going on. We have to change and adapt at what we're doing, or we're left behind in the legacy of what was. One of the things we've built to optimize the property, and this is just by way of example, optimize the profit, is our test and control math models. And what that allows you to do is to build a test and control experiment with the correct math that understands gaming behavior and understands outliers. Because in gaming, we actually give people the opportunity to come in and win money. Well, and they do. And they beat us a lot. I mean, about one in every 4 to 6 trips, the customer leaves with more than they arrived with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that very model of what we do, right at the core of our business, makes it very hard to use the traditional segmentation tool. And we have solved the problem of giving the correct segmentation and the correct setup of test and control for that and the right math behind how you analyze whether or not you're going to drive ongoing incremental profit through the experiment that you ran.
Mm-hmm.
And this getting the math right here is not easy. I mean, it's very easy to make a lot of mistakes in setting up your test and control in gaming, especially because the non-gaming tools are just not set up to do it. And so we've cracked that nut, and we're out there every day, and our customers are out there every day building very sophisticated marketing programs with very, very strong programs of learning how to change and evolve to meet the ever-changing markets that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's an example of how we're driving profit, Roger. I have plenty of others, but maybe I'll stop there and give you a chance to reflect on that or ask further questions.
Let's go to the slot floor. Things are changing so much there, with the kind of the leveling off of revenue in the casino industry. There's been a lot of actually removal of slots from the floor, expanding the seating areas and just making it a little more comfortable. Do you provide any information to help casinos make those decisions about, what to remove and where to place the machines and things like of that nature?
Absolutely, yeah. We have very deep, in fact, that's my passion. At one point, I won a Smithsonian Laureate for heroism and information technology for slot floor optimization.
Uh-huh.
And that's before I understood how important the customer was. And, that was a long time ago. We kind of have this joke at Viz Explorer and the data science team that we keep learning new math models and then inventing even better ones to replace them. But at the core of understanding how to do that is the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to analyze gaming machines based on, theoretical win per day or actual win per day or handle pulls or some other metric that was a measure of the performance of the game. And it worked really well.
Uh-huh.
But that was in an environment where we were mostly undersupplied.
Right.
There was plenty of opportunity for growth in the industry. Well, in today's world, we're mostly oversupplied. So no longer can you optimize your games in that way. It just doesn't work. And just think about the simple example of the high limit room. It just doesn't work to add more games in the high limit room.
Sure.
Just a limited capacity of players. Well, that same model now applies to the entire floor. So you need to look at the floor through a different lens. And the lens that we bring forth is the lens of the customer. And the analogy that I love to throw out there is an analogy of a supermarket. So in a supermarket, if somebody is selling car tires and bananas in their supermarket, it could be a Walmart, any kind of supermarket, if you looked at the yield per square foot or the revenue or anything else, you're probably doing better in the car tire section.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't make sense to not sell bananas because it's a different market basket.
Right.
So what we have to do is the same analysis, the market basket analysis, and we call it preference filters. And we actually I have an issued patent on preference filters for analyzing the market basket in the casino. It's one of the hardest math problems we've solved. We've actually solved harder since then, but it's a really, really important problem. To understand the different market baskets in the casino, because once you have your head around that, once you've got your arms around, you know, what are the different market baskets and how should I treat them, then you're thinking about, okay, I've got people who like this kind of game over here. If I remove that game, I'm going to lose that person. So now, irrespective of the performance of the game, I'm looking at what I need to do to make my customers get the experience they need to get. Yeah. So I'm optimizing the customer experience. Very different math models. We've been really successful at that. And then you can take it further. We've got many properties. Whenever they're going to remove a game from the floor, they go to that game and they say, who are the people who really like this game? And if there are any coded players in there that have a host, they will actually call them up and say, hey, I'm thinking of removing this game. We've got another one you might like over here, or we have more of this game here. I've heard of games being held back because of that. Uh-huh. I've heard of people saying on the phone, I can't believe you've done that. That is so awesome. Normally I just go in and I can't find it. Now you're actually going to help me out. And on the other side, you bring a new game in. You say, I think people, you learn what kind of games people are likely to like. You figure out what games, who is likely to like this game. And you can market to them, invite them to the opening.
Right.
So it's completely flipping the analytics on its head to essentially, and I'm going to say something slightly provocative, to not really care about the slot win per day metrics, but to really focus on optimizing the customer experience so every customer gets the games they need so we can fill out all those market baskets and optimize all those market baskets on the floor. And if you want to just to defend that a little bit, because I know some people might be a little bit agitated by me saying that, just think about video poker, which invariably is not the greatest performing games on the floor. Well, oftentimes is not the greatest performing because of the very low hold. Well, it'd be unthinkable to remove it, especially in Las Vegas, right?
Sure,
in many
right.
markets, you just couldn't remove it because you would lose that customer.
Right.
So you have to work really hard on optimizing your video poker games, and then you go over to your video reel and your video slot, and your different types of game, and then you break that even further, and you say, oh, these Ainsworth games have a particular following. Who are they?
Right.
Optimize that. It completely changes the way you look at a gaming floor. And we've got a deep track record of doing that.
Okay.
And I guess you sense my passion. I love doing it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So one of the problems, however, with technology is sometimes you ignore the personal service. And I always like the blend at Barona in California, where they have great technology but incredible personal customer service as well. How do you do that? How do you blend those two things without getting the most out of your technology and not dropping customer service because you're paying too much attention to the technology?
I think there's two really important things that help with customer service. And in the end, I would also say how you run your property, your customer service, the culture of your organization, the kind of service you provide, they are defining characteristics for what is your business in the gaming world. You have to really pay attention to it. And it's our job to provide tooling. But let's just talk a little bit about how that tooling helps.
Uh-huh.
Two ways. Firstly, is efficiency. If my staff, in order to learn about the customer that they're facing or that they're standing in front of or that they're about to call or that they're about to email or that they're about to send a message to, my staff have to know five different systems and kind of dig into each one to get information about that customer.
Right.
It's just plain inefficient.
Yeah.
So you just can't get in front of as many people as you should be. So you're not giving the people you're not giving your team members really the tooling they need in order to get their job done. It's sort of like, you go out and you ask somebody to mow the lawn, and then you give them a pair of scissors.
Right.
Well, it's going to take them a long time. They will get there, but they haven't got the right tooling. Our job is to provide the tooling to let people efficiently get at the data. And the second part to this is having fully informed and empowered team members. So when it takes so long to get all the data and get all the information and to get that personal information that is needed to give the right customer experience, you're not going to do it. What time are you going to take shortcuts? So our technology, we have a product called HostViz, is designed to solve that problem. HostViz, in the hands of a player development person, for example, and there are other areas that can use it as well, but in the hands of a player development person, they have to spend any time. All the data's right there. When they're calling their customer or they're talking with their player, not only are they efficient, they are fully informed.
I see. So that actually improves customer service.
It absolutely improves. It's the whole focus. You mean the industry is a service industry, and we are really focused on giving people the tooling to improve customer service.
Okay. You know, another thing that's a major component of the industry these days is the non-gaming amenities. Certainly, we see it on the Strip to a great extent. But even in smaller casinos that are now offering some non-gaming amenities, you want to be able to know, you know, what your customer is doing both on the casino floor and away from the casino floor. Are you helping them to figure out, you know, how to reward the customers for both their casino play and also their non-gaming spend?
Yes, we are, yes. And getting that 360-degree view of your customer is critical.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a little bit further, though, because it's not just the non-gaming amenities within the facility. It's also all of the online interactions they're having.
Right.
And we're working really hard at that. So we can see all the times they've interacted with your website, what they did, all the times they emailed you, all the communications, all the Twitter feeds, the Facebook information, everything else, that kind of information needs to be a part of this picture. So it's not just the value that someone offers you as a customer in your facility and what they spend when they're there. It's also what they do when they're not in your facility that's important. And there's now obviously we're working with OpenWager. There are other companies we're also working with. Like for example, Engage Nation, where they're engaging with the customer when they're not on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that a casino used to be a place that people visited and you were concerned about the visit,
right,
is of course central to how we drive the gaming business. But now what we need to understand is all the ancillary events that took place that led up to and happened after that visit. And then of course the style of visit changes. Like for example, when I take my wife to a casino, does the restaurant that I dine in change? Knowing that is really important.
Uh-huh.
Does the way that I game change based on who I go with? When I take a group of friends to the blackjack tables, do we behave differently? And I know we do.
Right.
To when I go with my family members, it's a very, very different kind of person that you're engaging with. So we think of these people. You think of a person when they go to a gaming facility as just a person working in the door, and we get a black Sharpie pen, we write on their forehead $200. That's how much they spend in a day.
Right.
ET.
Right.
Well, that in no way characterizes them, because that person, the way that they visit changes from one day to the next. The kind of experience they're looking for in these much more diverse facilities changes.
Sure.
We have to be on top of that. And Viz Explorer is deep in that. We're deep in the job of getting all these different data streams together in real time, giving people a 363-degree view of their customer. And we have a few leading customers that are deep in implementing it.
Okay.
Exciting stuff.
Right. So How do you deliver an improved customer, improved guest experience at a casino, and how do you advise your clients to implement your recommendations?
One of the hardest things we've done at Viz, and is to be successful in deployment. It's one of the hardest things we've tackled. And so when I look at what we've had to build to achieve that, I'm very proud of it. But I also look at it and think, gosh, you know, that really adds value. And let me kind of walk you through it, right?
Okay.
So when I founded the company and we were very small, we were doing gaming analytics. I used to do the training. I would go and I'd show people how to do it. It's a really important part of who we were as a company way back then, and you know, early on in the company back in 2010, 2011, we were just getting going with our first installs. Well, we've taken that and we've put that on steroids and then steroids again. We have this team of people, and each one of them has between 10 and 20 years of experience as managers in the gaming world, operating as either CMOs or VP of operations or head of operations or head of table games or head of player development. We have people who have done the job of, and who can sit across the table whether they're talking to player development or marketing or the VP of operations or the general manager. We've got people who have done that job, and they're sitting there and they're saying, let me, and this is part of our service, let me take you through the best practice. We call it customer success.
Uh-huh.
So that you can be successful in the best practice in using our technology. And that has to be very interactive, because every property is different. How you want to, as a business, to optimize your business, that's your choice. The decisions you make are your decisions. It's our job to be there to provide the technology, but also to provide the teaching so that you can not only use the technology, but use it to drive change. And that, you know, our customer success team has been a huge part of the driver for growth at Viz Explorer. And I reiterate, one of the hardest areas for us to build up, because we need some very talented executives to be that right person on the other side of the table to help our customers to get the best value from the technology.
Mm-hmm. So do you scale your product so that small casinos can take advantage of it as well as the larger companies?
Yes, we do. And we have a huge range of clients. At the bigger end in Las Vegas, organizations like Boyd.
Right.
There are others as well in Las Vegas. And at the smaller end of the property, we have casino operators with 500 slots. Who are doing very, very well with their technology. It's amazing how it scales from one end to the other. And it's also amazing how different it is. So whilst we only have one version of our software, and how people use it in a very large organization compared to a very nimble, smaller organization, completely different. So the large organization, you're talking to an enterprise, you've got to deal with the enterprise architecture and the security standards and the data flows and quite frankly, the tooling that's already there. Whereas in a small organization, you have an opportunity to be, and we do, we're much more packaged, we've got really well-defined sets of activities and tasks, a more defined roadmap, and it's a lot more nimble and interactive. And I think, and if I think about, small operators and how and why they're successful, and it's my opinion that the smaller operators I just seem to be able to be more nimble and they can keep moving in response to the market, whereas the larger operators sort of have the advantage of scale. And the two of those come together and they both coexist in what seems to be quite a nice way. So we have a very wide range of deployments with a lot of success at every level.
I see.
And I got to say, our fair share of challenges, right?
Sure.
It's been a bold initiative to bring this level of tooling to the industry, Roger. We've really pushed the envelope. We're out there every day thinking of new things to do to drive innovation and change in gaming.
One of your challenges must have been how you integrate your systems with the many, many different kind of systems that are on the casino side and the hotel side. How do you do that? That's almost an impossible task.
I'm glad you said that, and thank you. a lot of people don't realize, they just think it's like magic. Yeah.
Right.
So, yes, there are a large number of gaming systems out there, and they are all different, and they all have their nuances. And we are, at Viz Explorer, we have a number of critical skills. The first is we have deep, deep, deep expertise in just about every gaming system on the planet, right? We've built that up over time and recruited a team to have that expertise. And right back when we founded the company, we built this. I built this integration hub. And what we've done is we've packaged up a data interface layer that understands every gaming system that we're working with, which is all the major ones. So now, when we come into a new property, we don't directly interface with the gaming system. By the way, Roger, the gaming guys, they'll either make one, they already have one, but we'll work against a replica of the gaming system, so we don't have to have any concerns about impacting the real time operation of the business. But that replica is exactly the same structure as the source system. And we've got a mapping to all the major gaming systems. So our application layer, for example, we've got a tool called TechViz. And TechViz is designed so that your technicians can go out, maybe they're playing hemp, they're dealing with tilts or hand pays or something else on the floor, and they've got a dispatch room, or maybe they've got an automated dispatch tool with an Android app or an iPhone app that they can run to assist them in that. So all of those interfaces are built out in the industry. We've got every gaming system mapped, and so our application is the same.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to change our software or configuration,
right?
From whether it's an IGT or an Aristocrat or a Konami or a Scientific Gaming System. And we have the same software, but an interface layer that translates.
I see.
That's the only way we could scale it, right?
With
the number of deployments we have, without that, it would be nearly impossible. And by the way, Roger, building that interface layer and building all that stuff out, that was a really, really long and difficult job, right? It's taken us many, many years. And today, to bring us to where we're at today, I won't say we've mastered it, but we're close. And,
right.
And we can walk into a new casino operations, and the installation of our software is now measured in days.
Right. Well, that's amazing.
Now, we do a lot of data validation. We do checking. We do testing and training, and they all kind of build out the project. But the actual installation part of what we do today has really been automated, and That's a huge step forward for us as a company.
That is, and I know how difficult it has been through the years. I remember back in the day when there was the 2- and 3-wire system where you had to run systems parallel to each other, and it was just a crazy patchwork of technology. But I think with the help of organizations like GSA and others, I think it's become easier. But it's still all different systems that you have to talk to, and I certainly give you credit for developing systems that do that for now.
So we've worked really hard at it. Thank you, Roger.
I
would say one of our secret sources. It's not really such a secret, but I could only imagine what it would be like if we hadn't done that. We would have teams and teams of people running around every day fixing data problems, and we've really done everything we can to minimize that work and to allow us to standardize the systems.
Great. So have I hit every aspect that you wanted to talk about, or did I miss something?
Well, you've got the four main products we have, and I could kind of summarize it.
Sure.
And I think the four main products. Our products all end with Viz, and the four main products are for your gaming area. We call it Floor Viz. It also comes along with Table Viz and Floor Viz Ops, and that's designed to let you model, predict, market basket, discover cannibalization, optimize your gaming floor. We have CampaignViz, which is a segmentation tool, so you can run that monthly mailer and add to it true test and control math to really be able to change your marketing in response to the changing market. And we have very sophisticated models we're also building there to do prediction and forecasting, and that's coming out. We haven't quite done that yet. We're working on that. And the next product is called HostViz. That's for your player development team. And on top of the HostViz, we have the HostViz Ops line, which is real-time communication and greets. So we can dispatch a greeter to go and talk to a high-value customer the moment they put their card in the door in the slot machine.
Sure.
And finally, we have TechViz and TechViz Ops, and they provide for the technicians, the dispatch either have the dispatch tools, you know, on the radio in a centralized dispatch room, or to completely replace it and just have those apps on the arm of the technicians running around with fully automated dispatch. We have two levels of product here. Those are the four main things that we're doing today. That's the majority of business. Of course, we've got these new areas. We've got what we're doing with Evri and EvriViz, and really excited about that. We also have a partnership. We're actually providing the back-end data for Evri AML. So the AML solution is actually using the integration hub to allow them to get to the depth of data that they need to with their AML solution. And for, so we can track, so they can track any money laundering. That's not a product that Viz Explorer is taking to market. That's actually a product that Evri is taking to market.
Okay.
And of course, the final is Open Wager and what we're doing with social gaming.
Sure. Those are all important aspects. So where can people expect to see Viz Explorer going in the future? You know, I certainly think AML and social gaming is an important element of what the casinos need to pay attention to. But are there other things that you're looking at in the future that that we should know about?
The next year, and I'm going to break this into, you know, I don't want to go too far into the future, Roger, but just to talk about the next
year. Sure, that's fine.
So the next year, our really big move is to get everyone to real-time. Every area of the product, how can we make it real-time? So that all the aspects of your business are all wired together and making intelligent real-time decisions. Now, that means in order to do that properly, you need automation. It's not possible for a human to sit and respond to all the real-time events on a gaming floor. Now, the fact that a high-value customer, let's call her Lucy, happens to have just left the gaming floor and is on her way to the restaurant, that's not something that we can respond to in real time.
Right.
We just don't have enough people. But through automation, we can. So to handle the real-time data streams, we're deploying very sophisticated automation. And we actually call that VizFlow. VizFlow allows you to almost program your casino, program your whole property to respond to complex events as they happen in real time and to forecast behavior and then respond to that forecasted behavior in real time. And that's the really big focus of the next year, is to bring the real-time data and unlock it through our VizFlow technology into the decision-making that needs to be automated to make that, you know, truly engaging gaming experience.
Sure. Well,
push it further, we've got a pretty deep lab. We're doing some really amazing work in augmented reality work. We're doing a lot of stuff in advanced visualization and advanced techniques for really changing the way their gaming floor looks and feels. But think about it as a big picture, and I call it the smart casino. So now, as you walk into the casino in the future, the casino, you know, the players want to, and there's a whole bunch of privacy discussions and everything else that happen here, but let's just say that the customer is open to it. The casino can now see that person as they move around everywhere on the gaming floor. They can see the staff members and the team members as they move around everywhere on the gaming floor. They can watch. The casino is able to watch and monitor all the activities of all things as they move around and relate together security camera data with food and beverage data, with social data, with online gaming data, everything that's happening in the property, all in real time, on top of the knowledge about where people are. And this changes everything. So now let's just imagine that customer Lucy walks up to a table game. Well, in the past, Lucy, and I know this, remember, we're going into the future, right? Just think about what it means to know who Lucy is as she sits down. So the dealer, if we want to, can now know that Lucy just sat at the table as she sits down at the table. The player development can be notified, oh, Lucy just sat down at a $100 table, minimum bet. Okay. Lucy could get a text message in real time saying, hey, you know, I'm reserving the show for you at 8 p.m., which is 2 hours' time, because we know. All of that real-time experience is now in response to her movement and not her engagement with us.
Uh-huh.
This is the next level, I think, of where the smart casino is going. It's true 24/7 real-time knowledge about where your customers are. And think of that as the future. But not too distant, Roger. You know, we're busy doing these kinds of projects today, and and it's amazing. But we took the work that we've done in gaming, and we showed it to some manufacturers, and we showed it to some job sites, and we showed it to some hospitals, and they were amazed. And what they said is, what you have built in gaming is years ahead of where we are. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. We're usually far behind in gaming.
That's right. That's what people normally say. And I'm telling you, it's the opposite. We're ahead in gaming. And so when we're talking to these other industries, and we have a number of projects right now, call them early stage, call them kind of innovation projects, where we are applying these real-time locational services to change the way hospitals, construction job sites, factories, and soon, we haven't done it yet, but we're going to bring that back and apply it to the gaming floor.
Great.
But that's more than a year away. That's the future, right?
Okay, great.
Today we could only do that as very early beaters.
Great. Well, Andrew, it's really good to talk to you. The industry is really lucky to have a thought leader like you, really developing some of these systems, and we're glad to be able to work with you, and we'll do a lot more with you, because I want to get the word out and let everybody know, the innovative things you're doing for the industry.
I really appreciate it, Roger. It's a really, really fun industry to be in, and we're doing some incredible stuff. When people say to me, sometimes people say, oh, this is an industry that doesn't take on new ideas, new products, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, boy, you couldn't be more wrong, right? Maybe you're just not asking them in the right way, and maybe I'm not going to explain to you how it could be done, but we should be proud of ourselves and
how
we embrace innovation in this industry, because we sure do.
No question. Well, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you.
If you enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast. And don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.
Ricky, don't lose that number.